and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 22. I have actually had a ton of coffee today. It's just been one of those days, and I just needed the extra caffeine, and apparently I had a little bit too much because I have a lot to talk about, but I really just want to jump in and get these stories read and actually tell everybody that is a November 30th baby, happy birthday. So you know what that means? I am going to be reading the November 30th birthday babies. Here we go. The typically mild-mannered and good-humored face that those born on this day present to the world often masks an incisive mind that is hard at work analyzing people and circumstances. These astute individuals often harbor a plan for life whose ambition would surprise those who take their rather laid-back image at face value. This is not to say that these people are not genuinely charming and benevolent, but they understand the importance of reserve until they are ready to act. Perfectionists by nature, they use their resources to maximize their potential for success. For some November 30th people, disapproval or dissent on the part of others frequently has the effect of spurring them along their chosen path with renewed vigor and determination. All are self-motivated, in any case, and will prove themselves tireless. Organizational skills, boldness, determination, and a talent for communication make those born on November 30th natural leaders. Often concerned with helping others to advance, they may defend or promote political, social, or national interests. Or, on a more pragmatic level, they may make a good office manager, foreman, project manager, or team leader in almost any setting. The preparation, self-control, and fixity of purpose of many November 30th people usually elicits the admiration of others, but may become detrimental in their personal lives. This is especially likely if those closest to them resent their propensity for taking charge, or friends see them as unfeeling. Their virtues are congenial, astute, determined. And their vices are secretive, abrupt, and bossy. Happy birthday, November 30th, babies. And let's go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from CrossSales5 on Reddit.
I've always thought the idea of a loved one contacting you from the afterlife was just an idea of hope to make you feel better. But boy, did I experience the most amazing thing a few nights back. My papa passed away in 2020, a few hours after I visited him in the hospital. I thought it was strange because he wasn't all there, but what he was able to say was, "Why was I still there? I needed to leave because he needed to go." Well, that ended up being the case. Fast forward, I've always been texting my mom, his daughter, anytime I see a cardinal. She feels like it's him watching over us, so I feel like it makes her feel better when I tell her I see them. A few nights ago, I had a dream I was visiting my papa in the hospital. He asked me to play Bob Marley, Don't Worry. I even remember looking up Bob Marley on my dream phone on Apple iTunes. I wasn't able to play the song before waking up, and that's all I could remember. In the present real life, I had gone outside the next morning, and when I opened the back porch, three cardinals flew from the grass into the trees. I immediately texted my mom that I saw three cardinals. She said, "That's Papa watching over you." Then I told her about my strange dream, and she thought it was weird. I then pulled up the song by Bob Marley onto my phone to listen to it, only to find out that the song is actually called Three Little Birds. This is my message to you, and the lyrics. I put all the coincidences together and truly feel he was communicating with me. It's the most beautiful experience I have ever had. This is my message to you. Ooh, ooh. Don't worry. Ba-na-ba-ba-na. Okay, yeah. I'm not a singer, so I will stop. But that was pretty good. I love that she says coincidences and then, you know, is like he's communicating with me, because truthfully, it feels like a bunch of coincidences, but then it's almost like, now, wait a minute. This all adds up, and like he's totally talking to her, and that is just so freaking sweet. And it's just crazy that she decided to listen to the song, and what do you know? Like, it's crazy. I believe it was her papa, and let's head on to story number two.
This comes from historical-pace3285 on Reddit.
Around the time I was 7 or 8 years old, my family and I would take long drives to other family members' homes. My mom has always been an animal lover and has wanted to work on a farm for as long as I can remember. So anytime we would see a horse close to a fence, we would stop and say hi, pet it, and feed it a carrot or apple. This one time, though, my mom saw this horse and asked to stop. So we did. We get out and do the normal pet and feed. And everything was normal up to that point. My dad says it's time to go. So we all turn around and start to walk away. Then he says goodbye to the horse. We turn around to do so too, and it is nowhere to be found. This is a big, open, fenced-off field with nothing nearby that it could hide in or behind. We call out to the horse. Nothing. We go back to the fence to make sure it wasn't behind the blackberry bushes, and nope, nothing. At this point, we noticed there wasn't even any hoof prints where it had been standing literally 10 seconds before. The field was just empty. The funny thing is nobody in my family except me really remembers that moment. They say they do remember that day, but never stopping to see a horse. No, this was not a dream, because I was the type of kid that could not fall asleep in the car, no matter how hard I tried. And this was the middle of the day. I just don't know what to make of this. And I was wondering if anyone had any opinions as to what this might be. I've been wanting to see what other people think about it since it happened, but barely anyone I know believes in the paranormal. I do have some other stories too, but nowhere as freaky as that one. Currently, at the house I live in, I feel tugging on the back of my shirt occasionally. And my girlfriend has sworn that something has tugged on her hair multiple times. Our dogs and cats also just randomly stare and growl at random corners of the house for no reason. We did some digging online and found that the river next to our house used to be a spot where natives would murder white men and dump their bodies in the river for trying to take their land. We've also had pets pass away here, so it could be that as well. The horse story, though, to this day, I just can't shake it off or comprehend it in any way. If anyone has any opinions on what it might be, let me know. Maybe it could be like a small Mandela effect? I don't know. I feel like maybe that's something that happens to a big group of people, but who knows? Maybe it could happen in just like a one person. I mean, I have not a clue. But if anybody else has opinions and ideas of like what this experience this person had could be, please comment on this episode and like let me know, because this is a very interesting one to say the least. But anyhow, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.